dreams are made of. There is nothing that you can't do. Now you are in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new, wrong. Big life will inspire you. Let's hear it for New York. These individuals sing about the same mentality, the same thought process of the rich fool. This mentality is, look at all my stuff. I got stuff and I can get and will get more stuff that will last me for many years to come. So I just see.
Look at this stuff right
here. They like this too, they have this, I see. So I just chill and I eat and I drink and be mad, see? Success in our culture is gauged largely in terms of quantity. Quantity of degrees. Quantity of wealth. And how much money you make, what your salary is, what your perks and your possessions and your publications are. We are ambitious, and ambition can be good, but we are trained by our society to want more. Mm-hmm. Y'all might as well pray with me. To strive for more. The 21st century philosophy is that rich people are thought of more successfully than poor people. 21st philosophy says wealthy people are thought to be more important than the people of Haiti. Are generally more sought after to serve on civic boards and commissions since they bring some status and money. Presumably they have some wisdom. Well-off people are thought to be more believable in court than poor people. Jesus said a man's life is not about how much stuff he possesses.
Right.
It's not about how big you can build your empire. Many folk have been fooled or have been foolish about the notion that life is all about the accumulation of things, this and that, stuff and more stuff. God wants us to enjoy life, but not without a relationship with Him.